A team of scientists led by researchers at ASU is hoping to get the go-ahead from NASA to fly a mission to an asteroid called Psyche. But this is no ordinary asteroid. Scientists think it could help explain a lot about our own planet. Lindy Elkins-Tanton is leading this team. She's director of ASU's School of Earth and Space Exploration, and she joins me via Skype. So, Lindy, tell me about this mission you're hoping to fly to a place that sounds like could be very interesting and insightful to us here on Earth.
I think so. We started off trying to design a mission that would help us understand how rocky habitable planets form, planets like the Earth. And we ended up focusing on this object called Psyche that orbits between Mars and Jupiter. And we're pretty sure that it's made entirely of metal. And it's the only fairly large, more or less spherical metal object in our solar system. It would be the first metal world that humankind would ever have visited. You know, we've visited rocky and gas and ice planets, but never a metal world. And we think that it's the metal core of a little planet that started to form early in our solar system. And instead of being added to the growing planets like Earth, Mars, Mercury, and Venus through collisions, instead, the collisions actually knocked the rocky outside off of it, leaving the core naked so that we can see it and visit it. So it's the only metal core that humankind can visit. It's the only one in the solar system. And we're really excited to, we hope, go and orbit it for 20 months and learn what it really is.
So it sounds like this would give you the chance to really get a look at something you can't see anywhere else. It would be like trying to study an apple core with having the peel and the flesh of the apple already taken off.
Yes, yes. That's a perfect analogy. Our core is 3,000 kilometers beneath us, and the deepest we've ever drilled into the Earth is 12 kilometers. That's not very far when you have gone that far to go. And the pressure at the surface of our core of the Earth is 3 million times the surface pressure, and the temperature is almost 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit. So we are never, ever going to the Earth's core. So this is the only core we could ever look at.
Was Psyche something that you already knew about when you were hoping to get this kind of information, or was it something that you just sort of found along the way?
For me, I'd heard that there was an asteroid named Psyche, but I didn't know anything about it. And after we decided the science questions we were hoping to answer, then we started searching for the target that would help us answer them. And we had several months of very exciting conversations about potential targets. This was over 5 years ago when we first started thinking about this. And it was Bruce Bills at Jet Propulsion Laboratory who was really arguing for Psyche. And the more we learned about it, the more we realized that it was the perfect target. It was the 16th asteroid ever found back in the 19th century. And so it's been known for a long time, but only recently has it been truly demonstrated to be made of metal.
So assuming that you're able to go there and you're able to study what Psyche is all about and what it's comprised of, what does that tell us potentially about Earth, and what kind of insight does that give us?
Well, there are a number of things that we don't understand about how planets are formed that will help us understand why the Earth is habitable and help us look for planets around other stars that might be habitable.
Lindy Elkins-Tanton is director of ASU's School of Earth and Space Exploration. Her team, by the way, is one of five finalists in NASA's Discovery program. The agency expects to pick one or two to fly. That decision is expected next week.